opening ceremony at the country's newly built Olympic Stadium spared no expense, with 2,000 volunteers and a tight display of choreography and fireworks.
Welcome to Baku, home of the first ever European Games. Welcome, everyone, to the Land of Fire. Welcome to Azerbaijan.
The $95 million show featured an appearance by Lady Gaga, who sang John Lennon's Imagine at a grand piano.
Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can.
Left out of Lady Gaga's cover were the lyrics, "No need for greed or hunger." It was a fitting omission. Azerbaijan has been ruled by the Aliyev dynasty since 1993. The family legacy has been to use the country's vast oil and gas wealth to build extravagant buildings and monuments, while average salaries remain around $430 a month. In this event alone, the country spent billions of dollars on public projects realized by private firms controlled by the ruling family. Many young people seem excited about the sudden influx of visiting foreigners. At a central park where friends sing and strum guitars, Iqbal, a 21-year-old university student, has stopped to listen. He says he hopes events like the European Games will help Azerbaijan develop more than just its petroleum-based economy.
We know we are famous our oil, and we want to change this another side, and maybe, I don't know exactly, maybe tourism or maybe something like this.
But not everyone was invited to the party. Human rights campaigners from Amnesty International and foreign journalists, including one working for the Guardian newspaper, were among those barred from entering the country. Amnesty had planned to deliver a report on the scores of political prisoners and exiled government critics that have increased in the past 3 years, as Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev systematically clamps down on dissidents, especially those who investigate corruption allegations. Azerbaijani authorities jailed the leader of a grassroots campaign called Sport for Rights for 6.5 years on embezzlement charges, which the group claims are politically motivated. The human rights lawyer is one of about 80 political prisoners, now languishing in prisons or pretrial detention areas, says Rebecca Vincent, the group's UK-based coordinator.
We're trying to put a stop to this human rights crackdown and, you know, get freedom for the jailed human rights defenders, the jailed journalists, and the other political prisoners.
The government denies jailing anyone for their political activity, and government-friendly journalists in Azerbaijan say they have little sympathy for foreign journalists who write exclusively negative things about their country. Najaf Hasanov is in charge of political programs for Hazar Television in Baku.
Every country have bad and good things. If you come every time here, and if you write all time Azerbaijan haven't any democracy, haven't any normal life, I think every country cannot accept that.
Of course, Azerbaijan didn't just wake up one morning and decide to create its own Olympics. None of this would be possible without the say-so from the European Olympic Committees. IOC chief Patrick Hickey is in many ways the brainchild behind the European Games, a sort of answer to the Pan America Games or Asian Games. Finding few takers in European cities, he's reported to have courted former Soviet Republic Belarus, but that went nowhere. In 2012, it seems Hickey and Azerbaijan's president Aliyev found each other. The IOC wanted a country to foot the bill, and Aliyev wanted a chance to engage in a building spree, as well as boost his country's international image. Yet IOC chief Hickey insists that the sports would remain divorced from politics.
We cannot dictate to a sovereign state as to how they run their affairs, and it doesn't matter where this event takes place. We are not a political organization, we're a sports organization, and we don't have any mandate to tell a sovereign state what to do.
That doesn't hold water with Arzu Gebula, an Azerbaijani journalist. She says European countries are doing her people a poor service by allowing themselves to be seduced by energy wealth.
The Europeans are failing Azerbaijan, and they're not just failing Azerbaijan, they're failing Azerbaijan's vibrant civil society community, who's actually trying to make Azerbaijan a better place.
But whether the European Games will be a one-off or the beginning of something big is an open question. The Netherlands, which had agreed to host the second Games in 2019, pulled the plug last week after the government said the expenditure would be irresponsible. In the meantime, critics say Europe's Olympic committees are putting expediency over human rights to hold its own Olympics. But the Games are shining a light on Azerbaijan's leadership, which is learning it can't throw a global party and escape scrutiny, no matter who it locks up or exiles. Jacob Resnick, FSRN, Baku, Azerbaijan.